Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A sincere thank you to Tom Plyman, who you also know as Cookie Duck, Cookie Duck Dynasty, Brock, and Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar.
His many nicknames. He just helped me pick up the Band-Aid that was on the floor in the middle of our office by kind of scooping it up with a piece of paper and throwing it in the trash.
Little scoop and score. So just to recap, there was a Band-Aid on the ground. It's not, I don't know if it's as, I'm trying to figure out what's worse.
That's the grossest thing you can do.
Band-Aid in the pool or Band-Aid on the ground? Because Band-Aid in the pool, the texture's weird and it's a foreign body just floating.
You know
and
what?
Band-Aid
in the pool.
Band-Aid in the pool sucks.
Band-Aid in the pool is worse because occasionally it's going to like rub against you and that's how you know it's there.
Like, oh, it also could be mouth level depending on where you are in the pool.
Yep.
That Band-Aid will always be on the ground if it's dry.
Just insisting upon itself.
It was dry. But it was the grossest thing that has ever happened in this office. I'd love to know. Honestly, if I was CK, I'd check the cameras to see how that Band-Aid got there. Because we're talking about that level of offense. That's where we're at on that Band-Aid. I need no Band-Aids left behind at the office.
No Band-Aids left behind.
It is the grossest thing you can do. All right, let's get back to the calls. People want to chime in. 800-636-1067. Redskins camp is just 3 days away. We got a bunch of questions. We'll keep getting to ours, but you guys are on hold, so we'll hit yours first. What do you need answers to during camp? Let's go to our guy Mo in Largo.
Mo.
What's up, Mo?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
You got him.
You bet.
Grant, you definitely stole my thunder with the running back position, so I'll go to 1A. Do we have a legitimate pass rush? We took a guy very high in the draft that's supposed to solidify our defensive front. Hopefully, Gallette comes back, makes an impact, but we need a pass rush to get off the field on third down. So that's my 1A. Thanks, guys.
Love that one.
What he just said last in that really quality point is what doesn't get talked about enough.
Mm-hmm.
Third down.
Yep.
The Redskins had the worst third down defense in the league's history. It was abominable, awful, and an embarrassment. It just was. It was a debacle of epic proportions. It was terrible. You cannot be worse. The biggest reason for that is they didn't pressure quarterbacks on third down enough. They didn't. When they draw up blitzes, they wouldn't get home, or they'd get beat quickly to the outside on quick passing plays. When they didn't draw up blitzes, they didn't win one-on-one. You draft Jonathan Allen, should help you collapse the pocket. Can Stacey McGee or Terrell McClain rush the quarterback at all in a 3-4 up front? Kerrigan off the edge is going to get you double-digit sacks. What about on the other edge? No Trent Murphy, who was your second-best pass rusher last year for four games. Junior Gallette's got to give you something. Has yet to play it down even in the preseason in Washington with two season-ending injuries pre-camp. And then Preston Smith. Second-round pick in 2015. Good as a rookie. Led all rookie outside linebackers in sacks. This past year regressed. Some of the guys that can help you, speaking of rookies, Ryan Anderson in the second round, outside linebacker who can supposedly rush the quarterback.
Kerrigan, I know. I do not know what's going to happen the other way. Are you moving Preston Smith inside and out? Because remember, what made him special wasn't just standing up as an outside linebacker in college. They moved him all over the place. He was on the interior at certain points in passing downs. Wherever the matchup was best for him, he was beating people. Is he doing that now in the pros? I don't know.
Let me give you what the best case would look like and then what the worst case would look like, knowing that somewhere in the middle is probably what happens.
Yep.
Best case, Jonathan Allen's the defensive rookie of the year, right? I mean, he's just a monster up front like
growing
he was at Alabama.
Man.
And in the linebacking core, Junior Gallette stays healthy and is, let's say, 75% of what he was when he had 22 sacks in his last two seasons. And he goes and gets you 8.5 or 9 sacks. He's Trent Murphy from last year. Murphy comes back from a 4-game suspension and picks up where he left off as a dominant, bull-rushing, strong figure on the outside. Ryan Anderson provides an immediate impact as a second-rounder and proves that he can be is a pin-his-ears-back guy and get to the quarterback on third down. And Preston Smith is employed with his hand in the dirt and has his best season. If that happens, this defense gets pretty good pretty quickly. Cordell's in D.C. What's up, Cordell?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
It's a lot of question marks going into this season. Of course, to me, the top of the list is the Josh Doctson question. But I'm going to stay on the defensive side of the ball, and I'm going to stick to the secondary. I want to know about – I saw DJ Swear just safety. I know he can hit. But I want to know about coverage because I know with us, we get beat deep a lot. We haven't had a deep coverage safety, honestly, since probably Sean Taylor. We haven't had a safety in general since Sean Taylor. That's without a doubt. But I want to see what he's like back there. I want to see Sue Craven. And you hit his right on the nose with Fuller. I think he was misused a lot. One game that sticks out in my mind is the second Cowboy game where I repeatedly saw him checking number 88. That should not be happening when we have Josh Norman on the team. That should never be happening.
Great memory,
that's
right.
I do want to see what he's like. Exactly. And I do think Breland will be better this year as well. So the secondary as a whole, which is the biggest question mark, I want to see if they're going to take that step forward this year.
Now, I'm not worried about Bree. I'm really not. Safety position, personnel, you got DJ Swearinger starting at free and Sua Cravens likely at strong. Hall's on the pup to begin camp, but will compete for time at both spots. They drafted Monte Nicholson from Michigan State in the fourth round. I haven't found a single person I've talked to who covers the draft for a living that love that pick. So there's not a lot expected from him. Maybe he plays special teams if he makes it. One guy to keep tabs on, though, is Will Blackman. Will Blackman was playing safety last year, having never really learned how to play safety, converting from corner. I still think he could absolutely not only make this team, but play a lot, depending on Hall's health and if Nicholson's any good. And DeShazer Everett had a pick late season against Philadelphia, a great special teams player. He still has a chance to make the team as a safety.
I mean, they had no solid options there last year. Remember, it was David Bruton for a while, and he was so bad that they kind of just washed their hands of that and said, forget about it. They were better when Will Blackman was back there. We're counting as if it's solved. Oh, Sua Cravens has moved to safety. But that's done. Now we know what's going to happen.
I don't think anybody's counting it as solved, are they?
I think people are maybe more confident than they should be.
But Sua Cravens is like the most popular Redskin ever who's played one OK season.
Yeah, the idea of him is way better than him. And again, I'm rooting for the kid. I hope he does well. But again, I think that safety spot is probably their weak link right now.
Yeah, I'm a Sua Cravens fan, but it is funny how sometimes guys just become the most popular guy in the room by not really doing a whole lot. And that's what I would say Sua Cravens is. He has a cool name. And the fact that he had the game-saving, game-winning interception against the Giants are kind of my two bullet points on him. But he's got a long way to go still, and we really don't know if he can play safety at all. Wayne's in Woodbridge. Hey, Wayne.
Party on, Wayne.
Hey, how you guys doing? Much like the other callers, man, I got a couple points that I think the defense has really got to tighten up, and I hope the people we picked up do a good job for us. I mean, the Kirk Cousins haters, remember, Kirk Cousins don't play defense, right?
Right.
But really what I'm worried about is the wide receivers. I mean, there's two new guys. Of course, you got Jordan Reed. You got James Crowder, Rada. I think he can do a good job, too. But the two new guys, man, we got to figure out if Cousins develops a little rapport with those guys.
Doctson and Pryor, who Joe in Manassas wants to bring up as his question. What do you got, Joe?
Hey, what's up, boys? How we doing today?
What's up, Joe?
So, hey, I wanted to talk about Pryor. Yeah, I want to know if he's actually a good receiver. I know he got a lot of opportunities in Cleveland, so I want to know if it's just he's a product of the environment there, of just not having any receivers, or if Kirk Cousins can build a relationship with him. And also, Grant, you were talking about Fuller covering Diggs, and I think you could do a better job even before EMP 180 weight loss on him.
Me now and me before EMP 180 weight loss would be considerably different in coverage, but you're right.
Still both inadequate, if I can say that fairly.
Both of them would be inept. The fattest version of me might have been about even, because there wasn't one defense made of Diggs in the second quarter of that game. Yeah, I think he had, and I might be exaggerating, I think he had a 14-catch game, but I think he had like a 9 or 10-catch quarter.
I think it was 9 catches in the quarter. That's the number that jumped in my head.
How are we allowing that?
What is,
I mean,
what is
that
going
happen?
On? What is Zach Ertz was jealous of that even.
We can squeeze in the last couple questions about the Redskins that you've got at 800-636-1067. Also next, let's go around the NFL. There's a ton of storylines because camps are opening up today with players in the news that you care about from organizations both in and outside of the NFC East. So we'll get to that next. 1 o'clock, Tim Bontemps on Wall to the Wizards. You're listening to The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.